In less than 2 hours, liquor will be declared illegal by decree of our nation's Congress. To those beautiful, ignorant bastards.
As prohibition agents, you represent the first line of defense in the war against illegal liquor.
My husband, he's a weakness for the dice games. If you could give him a job, sir.
This should see you through winter. That money belongs to your wife.
Here, you prick. I'm winning anyway.
What's with you?
All I want is an opportunity.
This is America, ain't it? Who the fuck's stopping you? I have a load coming in tomorrow. 500 crates, Canadian Club. You use your own men for the pickup.
We'll settle up in cash tomorrow.
All right.
Jimmy Darmody, Al Capone. You guys gonna get into the liquor business too?
Cosimo says no to my chief of the law.
So how much you know about this haul that's coming in tonight?
Get your fucking hands in the air! What the fuck was that?
Fucking this!
I have no fucking idea how in over your head you are.
You can't be half a gangster, Nucky. Not anymore.
What the fuck is this?
It's your sheriff for last night.
Mrs. Schroeder, she suffered an injury, lost her child.
I'm Schroeder.
The body found caught in a fisherman's net this afternoon is that of Hans Schroeder. Schroeder, who worked occasionally as a baker's helper, had been sought in connection with Saturday night's bloody roadside massacre.
That's him. Excuse me.
For respect.
Excuse me. Pardon me. There he is.
Give him over, folks.
Mr. Torrio. Ask him who ordered the hit on Colosimo.
Mr. Torrio, is it true the police questioned you about Big Jim's murder?
He was like brothers, me and Jim.
Like Cain and Abel?
Wiseacre, eh?
Back off, creep.
So why do you think he was killed?
Was it robbery? How should I know?
Cops said nothing was taken.
Some respect for the dead, huh?
I don't even understand the police have already spoken with you. Is that true? Steps back. There we go. All right. Come on, keep it moving here.
Watch the socks there, eh?
Yes, sir.
You a family man, Harlan?
Got me a wife and four boys.
Agent Van Alden.
What?
To see you.
Nelson Van Alden, Senior Prohibition Agent, Bureau of Internal Revenue.
Nucky Thompson. Shoeshine? Coffee? Or something stronger, maybe? Nice that you boys have a sense of humor. Have a seat.
You're a difficult man to see. I've been waiting since 9 a.m.
Well, there's your mistake right there. I don't keep regular hours.
That's a little odd for the county treasurer, isn't it?
Both I and the city of Atlantic march to our own drummers. Well, what can I do for you?
I'm investigating Saturday night shootings.
Oh, what's to investigate? We can all rest now that the architect of that slaughter's been killed himself.
Hans Schroeder.
A Hun. Is it any wonder, though, the level of brutality?
Hans Schroeder was a baker's apprentice for the past 11 years. He has one citation for public drunkenness, Oktoberfest, 1912.
I wrote that summons myself. I used to be sheriff here. He pissed inside of a moving trolley.
Yet no other criminal record.
Be that as it may, innocent people don't end up dead in fishing nets.
Not even in Atlantic City.
You know, you really should be speaking to our current sheriff.
Your brother, Elias.
That's right. Have you seen The Hottentot? It's a terrific show. Laugh a minute. And if you're stag, I can certainly introduce you to some eligible young ladies.
I don't go in much for the theater.
Then tell me what you do like.
I stopped by Schroeder's home. His wife isn't there. Do you have any idea where I might find her?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but your bailiwick's alcohol, isn't it? Shouldn't you be out somewhere raiding another still?
I suppose I march to the beat of my own drummer as well.
How the hell did he get in here?
He was waiting.
Get my brother on the phone.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Citizens, countrymen, veterans, patriots, join your white brothers and the knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Here you are. Sir, take one.
Thompson.
Shit, what's this sap's name again?
George Baxter. He sells cutlery to the restaurants.
Oh, but isn't good old Baxter House tricks, my friend?
I'm in Clover, I tell you. Business is grand.
And just picked up this little chippy down in Baltimore. Come here, doll. Say hello to Mr. Thompson.
Hello.
Name's Claudia. She's a shy little thing.
Not especially. Just sometimes.
Well, you're in good hands with this one, I tell you that.
Thompson's a big cheese, big as they come.
Some say a big rat.
How about it? Is he a card?
Well, I certainly hope you'll take in some of our attractions.
Oh, we're going to paint the town, kiddo.
I want to go roller skating.
Well, if you need anything, you know where to find me.
Your friend's a big shot, huh?
Waxy knows them all, baby.
Mrs. Schroeder? There's Mr. Thompson here to see you.
Oh. Yes. Please.
I wasn't sure if you wanted visitors.
I need a moment.
Mrs. Schroeder. Elias Thompson. I'm the sheriff.
Yes, I know.
Are you looking well?
I go home tomorrow. Back to the children.
That's fine. I wanted to talk to you about your husband. Late husband. He's involved in illegal alcohol.
He was never in trouble a day in his life. Not in that manner.
The man beat you, Mrs. Schroeder.
He was not a murderer.
Didn't you just lose a child? Did you ever follow your husband when he went out at night?
Of course not.
Question who his friends were? His associates?
No.
And the fact is, you don't really know what he was up to. And he could have been involved in these shootings.
Well, I suppose anything...
Then he could have been involved.
I suppose so.
Then if anyone happens to ask, that's what you'll tell them.
I don't see... How...
You have children. Theodore, Emily. I'm sure you'd be horrified if they ended up in the custody of the county.
Please. I meant no disrespect.
Of course not. My brother would like you to have this. Keep what we discussed in the forefront of your mind.
Who is he? The mayor?
He's the county treasurer, but he lives like a pharaoh. The entire 8th floor of the Ritz.
All at the public's expense.
Grand furniture, crystal vases, oil paintings, tailored suits.
Drives a Rolls Royce, too. At least his chauffeur does.
He's corrupt as the day is long. And I'm not just talking about a little graft. There isn't a single business he doesn't get a piece of.
Hey!
What do you say?
Two points.
Nor a public employee who doesn't pay for the right to hold his job. His aldermen make the collections, then fill his coffers every week.
Lucky.
Look who's here.
For the ice fund.
Of course.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Sanitation, police.
Right on time.
Fire department.
The envelope catch on fire?
He's got the entire town paying off.
Yet they still vote him in.
The people love him. The darkies especially.
Remember, gentlemen, to vote excessively... But smoke moderately.
Every waiter, busboy, and porter swears allegiance to him come election time.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
No more bets.
Casinos. Whorehouses. He even owns a wire service for the racing results.
White shadow in the pit.
And alcohol? It hasn't slowed down a bit. There's hardly a bar or restaurant where you can't get a drink.
It's practically out in the open.
You went down to Atlantic City following Arnold Rothstein. What about him?
Frankly, sir, I'm beginning to think Nucky Thompson is the bigger fish.
How did she seem? Was she in good spirits?
She took the money, if that's what you mean. A little defensive about the husband.
Should have dumped him like I told you, side of the road somewhere.
Get rid of him is what you said.
I meant publicly, so he could be identified.
He was identified.
Fish could have ate his face off, Eli. He could have drifted to Nova Scotia. Use your noodle next time, eh?
I'll be up front.
Mickey. Mickey, wake up.
He's an under nine. One they have. Come on, go.
Jesus. What fucking took you so long? You're out, Mickey.
So long, sucker. He is in the funny papers. Well, I'm
not out of jail, out of business. Chalky White's taking over.
Go.
Well, what are you talking about? Why? You broke the cardinal rule, Mickey. You got caught.
Well, that was a setup. The fix was in from the beginning.
Shut the fuck up!
What am I supposed to tell my partners?
Tell them whatever you'd like. The feds know who you are now, Mick. You're contagious.
So you bail me out, at least.
No can do. I can't risk them tying us together.
So you're just gonna leave me in here with... Slanty eyes. You don't even talk English!
Think of it as a way to broaden your horizons.
Nugget!
Surprise!
Merry Christmas.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Mwah.
What is this?
It's Christmas. What does it look like?
It was Christmas over a month ago.
Yeah, but not like this, it wasn't.
Oh, my God. What did you do?
Nucky gave me a bonus. I mean, why wait till next year, right? Tree, I found it in the alley around the corner. Say, pal, what do you think of this? Here, I'll help you.
Chew up.
That's right. Truck.
Truck.
For you.
What is it?
I can't.
Oh, my God. Jimmy, this must have cost $100.
You like it?
Yes, of course.
Then let me worry about the cost. Here, and this one, too.
Is that a vacuum sweeper?
Fella said he can barely keep them in stock. Here, plug it in.
Mommy? Mommy? Mommy?
It's a noise. It's right, it's not going to hurt you. Come on, buddy. Tommy, look. Look, it's a vacuum sweeper. See?
Someone's very tired.
Charlie Luciano to see you. We got a special guest.
Frankie Yale, how are you?
Hey, I
understand you just got back from Chicago.
That's why you brought me here?
I asked him to, Frankie.
I was visiting a friend. So what?
It was a lousy visit, though.
Huh?
For your friend and me. Help yourself. There was a man once. I don't recall his name. Frequented the billiard parlors downtown. He made a comfortable living wagering whether he could swallow certain objects, billiard balls being a specialty. He'd pick a ball, take it down his gullet to here, and regurgitate it back up. And one evening, I decided to challenge this man to a wager. 10,000 in cash for him to do the trick with a billiard ball of my choosing. Now, he knew I'd seen him do this a dozen times, so I can only surmise that he thought I was stupid. We laid down the cash, and I handed him the cue ball. He swallowed it down. It lodged in his throat, and he choked to death on the spot. What I knew and he didn't was the cue ball was 1/16th of an inch larger than the other balls. Just too large to swallow. Do you You know what the moral of this tale is, Mr. Yale?
Don't eat a cue ball.
The moral of this story is that if I'd cause a stranger to choke to death for my own amusement, what do you think I'll do to you if you don't tell me who ordered you to kill Colosimo?
Something else.
Maybe we could, you know, do it the French way.
What?
When we were outside Paris, some fellas were talking about some gals they met.
Mama, Mama. Mama, where are you?
Mama's right here, baby.
I can't find you.
Kid's got timing, huh?
You hungry? You want me to fix you a steak?
No, I gotta do something.
We now take you to ancient Greece. Stunning temptresses who, in their wickedness, enticed Odysseus to dash himself upon the rocks. Cue the waves crashing. Sound, that's your cue. Sound! Let's break. 5 minutes.
I'm really thirsty. You want something? Just coming to see me now.
I've been busy. Come on, put on some clothes. Oh, I got you something.
Oh.
okay. Come on, Ma.
This is it. This is the one.
It's close. It's very similar. Oh.
I had the same necklace years ago. From his father.
I don't have a father. She sold it to keep a roof over my head.
She's a good egg, your mom.
I promise you I'd replace it, didn't I?
Just having you back. I don't know what to say.
What are you doing?
It's 4:30. I'm clocking in.
Just like that. I'd say our relationship has changed rather significantly in the past few days. Wouldn't you agree?
You tell me.
Actually, why don't you tell me? You can start with what the fuck happened the other night. How's that?
All right.
Did I invite you to sit?
Me and Al, we got to talking about life.
Who's Al?
Capone. He works for Johnny Torrio.
The chubby kid?
Yeah.
Did Torrio sanction this?
Only after the fact. It was my idea. Mine and Al's. We got to talking about life, family, money. He's got a little boy of his own.
Young children at home, and there's no goddamn accountability whatsoever.
I said I was sorry, Nuck.
Really? When was that?
I'm sorry. Thought it would be easy, okay? Get the drop on them, swipe the truck, no one would get hurt.
And me? Where'd I figure in?
It would have never been traced back to you.
Oh, well, guess what? A fed came in to see me this morning, standing right where you are now, asking questions about Saturday night.
What'd you tell him?
To bugger himself. What the fuck do you think?
There were deer in the woods. Al got spooked. He started shooting.
So you killed four fucking guys?
Five.
Actually, there were four, but let's not quibble over that little detail, shall we?
We couldn't leave any witnesses, Nuck.
Fucking idiot.
I screwed up, okay? I'm sorry. I'm gonna make it up to you. I'll work extra hours.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. You don't work for me anymore. Let's get that straight right now. And you made that decision, not me.
Well, who's gonna drive you?
What's the difference? You wanna be a gangster, kid? Go be a gangster. But if you wanna be a gangster in my town, then you'll pay me for the privilege. That envelope you gave me? My end? According to my calculations, you're $3,000 short.
What do you mean?
Are you deaf and stupid? You pull a stunt like that, ass-fuck me with Arnold Rothstein in the process, you owe me another $3,000.
Ducky, I spent most of the money.
$3,000. You got 48 hours.
Take a whiskey and a statement on the record.
How's that?
Eddie Corrigan, Chicago Tribune. I believe we already met.
You drinking a what?
Whiskey, like I said.
$3.
What's your name?
Al Brown.
Hit me again. I'm going with a story linking Johnny Torrio to the Big Jim murder.
To do that?
Because I think it's true. Would you like to make a statement?
Sure.
The fuck's going on?
I'm making a statement.
Arnold Rothstein again.
Put on a black suit. You'll be driving me tonight.
Shall I wear a chauffeur's cap as well?
If you want.
But I have to borrow one, then.
Well, then borrow one. Or don't. What are you asking me for?
But the chauffeur must have a cap.
Hello.
Nucky. Arnold Rothstein.
What a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, the reason I've been calling, the delivery I arranged, I never received it.
You don't say.
Truck ran out of petrol, who knows? We'll
chalk it up to a misunderstanding.
Chalk it up however you'd like.
Fine. Then $100,000 should cover it.
Excuse me?
You owe me $100,000, Mr. Thompson.
It's bad enough you sold my load to Chicago. My sister-in-law's nephew was one of those drivers.
I didn't sell your load to anyone, and I don't care if your mother was one of the drivers.
Is this the way you do business?
You want to see how I do business? Show your face again in Atlantic City.
That I'm getting something.
Is everything all right?
Go back to sleep. You're gonna wake the baby.
Mrs. Schroeder?
Hello?
I'm Nelson Van Alden. I'm with the Bureau of Internal Revenue. I'd like to speak to you about your husband.
Please.
Is this a bad time?
I'm just back from the hospital.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Please. Sit.
First of all, my condolences. I'm sure your husband was a fine and decent man.
I realize this is cold comfort, but I have reason to believe that his murder is unrelated to any alleged ties to bootlegging.
I don't understand.
He was a patsy, Mrs. Schroeder. A dupe set up to take the fall.
By whom?
I'm not sure yet. Do you mind if I smoke?
Please. I had a ribbon.
What exactly is the nature of your relationship to Nucky Thompson?
Hey, Nuck.
Hey, champ. Say, can you lend me a few bucks?
I'd like to, but I'm a little short.
That kills me. Look at the lovebirds. Looks like you're having a ball.
Well, we're having a swell time, sure.
Saltwater taffy. Would you like some?
No, but you go ahead.
Talk about a flat tire. Lionel Barrymore last night. Dinner at the Knife and Fork. Champagne till dawn. Not so much as a smooch.
Well, she looks like a pushover.
That's what I thought.
What are you, about 20, 21? Oh, forgive me for asking. It's just that George and I were talking.
I'm 19.
Why, that's ideal. You see, I'm thinking of sponsoring a beauty contest right here in Atlantic City. And if you don't mind my saying, you've got plenty of what it takes.
A beauty contest.
Naturally, who doesn't love a pretty girl?
What would I have to do?
Well, keep in touch and I'll let you know. Oh, incidentally, Georgie here will be one of our judges.
Really?
Certainly.
Thanks, knock you the darb.
That ought to warm her up.
Hello?
Atlantic City, New Jersey to Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, it took you long enough. I've been waiting a half hour.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Al. Al.
Hello, is anyone there?
Who's this?
Al. It's Jimmy. Jim Dormady.
Who?
Jimmy, Atlantic City.
What gives?
I'm in a fix. I need your help.
What kind of fix? The coppers?
No. It's not that. I need money.
You blew all that dough already?
It's a long story. I need you to wire me $500.
What? I didn't hear you.
I need you to go to Western Union and wire me $500.
I can't hear you, pal.
The trouble on the wire.
Al.
Jimmy. Jimmy, you there?
Al, can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Al.
Call me back, pal. Sounds like you need help.
Son of a bitch. Al. Yeah, you can go jump in a fucking lake.
Why is the money cold?
It was in my pocket.
You walked here?
I let Jimmy go. It's time he struck out on his own.
Maybe it'd be good for him. Toughen him up a little bit. Pull me one of those cognacs, will you? Fucking indigestion.
You and me both.
Stomach's been killing me. So what do you hear from Trenton?
Senator Edge is coming down. Frank Haig, too, from Jersey City. For my birthday.
Jesus. Grown man still throwing himself birthdays.
Does that mean I should cancel your coups for the night?
Fuck, it does.
I'm hoping to pin Edge down on that road appropriation money.
You should horse trade. Election's coming up. He's got his eye on Washington.
I think he can go all the way. God knows the ladies like him. That could be a lot of goddamn votes.
It's a frightening thought.
Well, a vote's a vote, isn't it?
You think so? Luann? Luann?
the hell are you doing back there?
Fixing your supper,
Commodore. You hear this bell? Get your ass in here. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. Is there something I could do for you?
I want you to tell Mr. Thompson here what your thoughts are on the League of Nations.
Beg pardon?
Tell Mr. Thompson what your thoughts are on the League of Nations. Big meeting there last week, right? Paris?
I don't know what that is, sir.
Well, how do you feel about the Haraday Act?
Holiday?
Haraday allows banks to operate through subsidiaries.
Sorry, Commodore. I'm not versed in these matters.
Of course she isn't. She empties my piss pot. That's your woman's vote.
My dearest Rose, I trust and pray to our Lord that this missive finds you well and in good spirits. Important agency business keeps me from home. For how much longer, I cannot say. Please see to it that you run the faucets at least twice a day, as the winter weather can cause the pipes to crack. Your devoted husband, Nelson.
You know, you ought to grow a mustache.
What?
Sure. Like Douglas Fairbanks.
Douglas Fairbanks belonged in Snake Alley with the other powder puffs.
You ask me, he's all man. He's starring in The Mark of Zorro.
I'll put that on my list.
Mrs. Schroeder is here.
Now?
She says she must see you.
Who's Mrs. Schroeder?
Just wait in the car with Eddie. Mrs. Schroeder, what a surprise.
I'm sorry, I know it's late.
It's nearly midnight. Where are your children?
They're with the neighbor.
Shall we? Here, have a seat.
Mr. Thompson, I apologize, but I need to return this.
Well, that certainly could have waited till tomorrow.
No, it couldn't. That money, I don't know what it is, what it's for. It was weighing too heavily on my conscience.
Your conscience? Well, why should it do that?
My husband gone.
I understand what you're going through, whatever the circumstances.
Was she very young? Your wife?
Yes, she was. 28. She was a beautiful, loving woman.
I'll keep her in my prayers.
Thank you.
When I came to you for help, it was only to ask for employment for my husband. I was a parlor maid back in Ireland.
With these soft hands?
My point is, I wasn't seeking alms.
But we're Christians. That was the charitable thing.
Charity degrades those who receive it and hardens those who dispense it.
That's French or something, isn't it?
George Sand.
He was a poet.
He was a she, actually. Baroness Amandine Lucille Dupin. Sand was her pen name. My employer was a barrister. The house was filled with books.
And I'll bet you read them all.
As many as I could. Will you help me, Mr. Thompson? All I want is to provide for my children.
I'd like to help you.
Then tell me what to do. What do you want from me?
I want you to vote Republican.
George, stop.
Kiss me, baby. Come on. You see what you're doing to me?
Stop getting fresh.
Come on, honey. I'm crazy for you.
Stop. I'm not that kind of girl.
Really? Well, what kind of girl are you, huh? So that's the way it's gonna be, huh?
Come near me and I'll scream.
Come near you? Who can get close to you? Get your things. I'm taking it back to Baltimore.
At this hour?
Well, I got headlamps, haven't I?
The guy comes home and he sees his wife in bed with a stranger. He says, what the hell are you two doing? He turns to the stranger and says, see, I told you he was stupid. The fella comes home to his wife and he says, honey, pack your bags. I've just won the Irish sweepstakes. He says, well, should I pack for warm weather or cold? Doesn't matter to me, he says, as long as you're gone by noon. We read one the other day.
At Nunky.
Sir James of the Absecon Isle.
I got what you asked for.
Do I need to count it?
Only if you don't trust me. So we're square.
There's a block of ice. Gentlemen and ladies, to the tables. Money plays. 3,000 on black.
Check played.
minutes.
And the world turns.
Red.
Not my night, apparently.
Waste of time. That's what this trip was. There are plenty of girls, plenty, who give their eye teeth for a time like I showed you. V8. Champagne, fancy suppers. $70 in a dress shop. Could have shown a little gratitude, you know. Not that kind of girl. What kind of girl goes away with a fella she just met, anyway? You can forget about that beauty pageant, I'll tell you that right now.
All right, enough. Quit your jabbering. Pull over. Go on, do it. You want to kiss me? Go ahead.
You bet I do.
Go on, unbutton your trousers.
The same encore.